Yes. Just one thing. About the Rebbe, the explanation is the kasha. The Rebbe says, "Lefichoch ha-nichnas achshav boy ain't because somebody is nichnas as a tummy. In the Azore, so he's not chorus. Sa filo Ezra is a chicho in solos and loving. Lepisho yodea Ezra sha sidro is kadesh usha in solos. So he wasn't in kadesh at Leilam Boet. He was only in kadesh at for the duration of the bodies. So the question is, like the Mishnah is a kashe, but the Morin is Bochen, Barkov Zion, as mentions in the Rebbe's between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, if somebody is makriv kochin bechutz, whether it's chayev or not chayev. So Rabbi Yechon says that he's chayev. Now, even though there is a loch, it has to be all recorded in, because kishol ishaitam, kishol osulabe, and Rish Lakish says that he's not chayev. Why? Because it's not really covered with me. So we see it's kishalos lori. How can the Rebbe say that it's loy kishalos lori? So I think there is one term.
This is the Gemara about the Zaris.
No, it is Zvachim. Zvachim that kuf yud tes.
But the Gemara says kishalos lori.
Rebbe Yechon says kishalos lori.
Why? Because what does the Gemara say? What are the consequences?
Because a lot of first the Gemara mentions machlekes in shvuyas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara assumed at first that Rabbi Lezer holds loy kishol asolam and Rabbi Yeshua holds makrin nabukashim bayis kishol asolam. And then the Gemara says that even Rabbi Lezer holds that kishol asolam umar umar bishmili koma umar umar bishmili koma. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that only obeying kloyimi bachutz? Which news about me? So, according to Maskonot Gimore, even Rabbi Lezer agrees that Kishol was in love. That's like Rabbi Yechonen. And of course, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechonen. It's not like anything Rabbi Yechonen was Lovish. So, Mele Kishol was in love. So, why does the Rebbe say, the thing because? So, I think I thought about it. I never thought about it, but I thought last night about it. There is one terrace. In other words, because the Rebbe, as I said yesterday, everybody is made, even the Mandoma who says, Loi Kishlos Lobby, that's only in regard to Dushas Hamidush, but in regard to Dushas Disapriol, everybody agrees that it's Kishlos Lobby, except for Bitzok in the Avamine Midrin. Now, so what does it mean, Dushas Disapriol? Dushas Disapriol means, pay Eishet Ki Vision. In other words, you cannot be Matri Kabonis. Except this month. So it's not just half toch. It's a yield. In other words, so Kedusha Disapchira itself means that it's already began to be miskadesh, that Yerushalayim and the Rio already began to be miskadesh in Kedusha Samidosh. Because it's miyuot only in this place. You cannot build a miskadesh in any other place, Leilom Boed. So it was already the Kedusha Disapchira itself involves to a certain extent Dushas Hamikdash. Some mele, but so why does the Rebbe say that Loi Kishlos Lovei? The answer is it's like a din sofik, it's like Benash Moshes. In other words, it's but in the sense that the sun has set, some mele it's already Lilo. But so as long as there is daylight, so then it's not Lilo, so it is Lilo, it's not Lilo, like Andreganes. Samin Yiziz Ocho, and the Yizin Kepo, so it's both, so it's like a Din Sofik. So Dushas Disapchiron itself is also like a Din Sofik. So maybe it means that it is Niskadesh, Dushas Disapchiron is Niskadesh, to be Miyuet only here. And you couldn't be makriv kavanes leilom boed in any other place. So it was niskadesh b'dushas hamidrash, and it was not nima b'dushas. So in other words, who began the Kedushas, when did the Chaleis start to take place? David, when the Gemara says, Kiddush David, Atei Mare Kiddush. So Melech there, it's in connection with Adede. So Melech, that means that since the days of David, it was already Niskadesh, Bikdushet B'samikdash, but still, it was not Nigma. So it's like in the morning Kedushin, and HaMikadesh, Isho Ma'achshav L'Chalamet, and then it came Sheni, and it was Mikadesh Ma'achshav L'Chachav Kesyem, and then Shlishi. So Kulon, so Tzricha get me Kulon, Kishrage deliver, Shrage Limne, so there, she's considered Sofik Mekudeshes Devi. So it's not the Sofik Mekudeshes Machmas Chesom Yeliyeh, but it's a Din Sofik. So Mele, when the Rebbeinu says, V'ficho chanichnas b'shon ato, ein bikores, he doesn't mean ein bikores vada. Yesterday I said, this, according to the Rebbeinu, so there is no kores, but there is malchus, no. According to what I'm saying now, there is no malchus either, because you cannot be manish misofik. And of course, kores, there isn't kores vadai, but there is kores sofik, and there is a misa lav and a misa kores misofik. So mele, since misofik, midin sofik, it has kedushas hamikdash, because a kedusha b'sapchira itself includes kedushas Amigdosh to a certain extent, some mele is potam kosak.
So the question, how did you answer the question of the Gemara says kishalasid lava, right?
Yeah, kishalasid lava, because the kedushas b'sapchira is kishalasid lava, and kedushas b'sapchira itself includes kedushas amigdosh.
So when the Gemara is speaking kedushas b'sapchira?
Yeah, but kedushas b'sapchira includes mele, kedushas amigdosh.
And when the Rabbi said Sapik, what's the Sapik? Why is it a Sapik?
Because it has Dushas Hamikdash, and it doesn't have Dushas
Hamikdash. Why doesn't it have Dushas Hamikdash?
Because
Solomon was the one who was Mekadesh in
the Mekadesh. The Gmar of Dushas Hamikdash, so...
was by Shlomo, right?
By Shlomo. And Shlomo was not Mekadesh at Leil and Void.
It wasn't?
No. Not Shlomo, not Ezra.
What about the Rambam in Novus Vesef here, Perek Vav Halachat Tesvav?
Yes.
Is he referring to the Rabbah is there on the spot?
Yeah, that's right.
So that means the Rambam should also be talking about Kedushas Mikdash.
That's right. Rambam says Shleim Befeirash.
Yeah, but the Rambam says it's never bottom.
That's right.
But you're saying it is bottom. You mean the
Rambam? I say according to the Rambam, not
but according to the Rambam, even the Kedushas Mikdash is never Bato?
What?
According to the Rambam, Shlomo was Mikdash.
That's right, Shlomo was. And Israel didn't have to be Mikdash at all.
According to the Rambam, that what the Gemara is talking about when it says Kishalosid Lovo, that would only be as a Din Suffolk of Kishalosid Lovo.
According to the Rambam. Yeah, it's Din Suffolk.
When the Gemara says Kishalosid Lovo,
it says it's Rochim. Kishos Lovi, it's Man Achmas Dinsam. Okay, now, we'll start the next mission.
But if it's only a Safik, the Gemara has definite conclusions. Let's say the Gemara Makos you read about Maaser Sheni.
Yeah.
Right? And the Gemara says, if you would say that it's Kishos Lovi, then you would be able to eat Maaser Sheni, right?
So even prayer.
Right, but if it's a din safek, then how can you eat the before?
Yesterday. I have to think about it a little more. Because I have to go over the whole Sugi Makis, you know. So Girsoy is another thing, so I don't want to say it. I think it can be Yajet, but I don't want to say it. The Mishneh Daf Kuf, Aleph on base. Hamaskia Bais Lachabele Bimeis HaKembo. I mean, after the Sugya of Chotzer, Chatzir Shalom Kiyom Shalom Daita, there is nothing to say. But we'll go over the Gemara. Hamaskia Bais Lachabele Bimeis HaKembo. In Yochel Yitzir, in Yochel Yitzir. Why? In other words, I should know the first of the Kule. The Gemara says, even if the rental period has expired, it cannot remain him because he will not be able to get an apartment at the worldly state, my section, outside. So what kind of halach is it?
So he,
it's not a minion of Rachmones, in a Rachman begin, but it's tzchusi. In other words, it's based upon Vosiso Ayosha Vateiv. It's Ayosha Vateiv, like tzchus of Bar Mitzre. So Meisach Shomim, when he cannot get an apartment, so Meire, so he has his tzchus to stay there.
Wait, and let's say later on he finds a different apartment. Must he pay him for this use?
Of course he has to pay him for the use, of course. How can he stay there without paying?
No, I'm saying, let's say he rented it for the winter, and they had a set price in advance.
Yeah.
And now the time has expired.
Yes.
And he's going to stay in the apartment.
Yeah.
So he must pay.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Be amazed. Min haChag ve'ad haPesach b'meis haChamo yishlei shele. But suppose min haChag ve'ad haPesach or b'meis haChamo, so then he has to give him 30 days period in which to find another apartment. U'bikrochim achar y'meis haChamo ve'echod y'meis haChamo ve'echod y'meis haShomim sh'nimos haChemish. Because if the kochim in a kfar, it's much easier to get another apartment. But the kochim, it's harder, so it has to be given a period of the base chedesh. Uvachanuyes, that's in the house. How about the business? Uvachanuyes, echot ayores, echot kochim, shnimosachish. Kashim gamuyo imei, chanush anachteimim, bishot savoyim, sholishon. Why? Because Chanush Anachteimim Shal Tzavoyim, so the credit is for a long time. So mele, they have to be given 3 years in order to collect everything that was due to them. Ma'ishne Yisak Shom. So then we say, Yudbei Tzchidesh, Dichi. So, Dichi Agar, Yish Beisim Yisak Shom, Yim Agar Likure. So, so the happening of Gemara was not that the rental period expired Misach Shomim, but that he rented Misach Shomim. Some melee, if somebody rents a house in Misach Shomim, he means for the whole year. So as he said, "Chamon Amed Chagarin is Bise Likula Yemisach Hamaga." So, because Rashi says, because how could I the high miss Akshomim, the May Akshomim come, Shepirishly as Ha, Haskel in Basecho, the May Akshomim. Elo, May Akshomim, Hanit, I made the Shia Basel in Mega, Ame Seke, Bikoch and Bechod in Miss Hamo, Bechod in Miss Akshomish, Miss Hedish, Dilu Molo, Yem is Hiras, the May Akshomim is Mothically, but Mayo Shia Basel in Mega. Honor of Jude, Luidia. It's not a question of being mating, but in other words, he has to give him previous notice. Horkama, master by Israel is down, יוכל להציג מזקשונים מחג ועד הפסח, מחג ועד הפסח, אלא אם כן ידיש לשיונים להיקורא, לאן אין לנו אוכל.
That would even be, even though we know that Stam, when somebody rents somebody an apartment, it is for 30 days, in order for him to kick him out after those 30 days, he has to tell him, I'm going, it's not enough just to...
30 days notice before.
Before. So during the winter, that would also, on the lines of what Yisrael was asking before, during the winter, after those, if he did not warn him, so the 30 days are up that they had the agreement, so now, I mean, Rashi says he has to continue paying him.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, why does he have to continue paying? Isn't it Zenenev Zelo Chaser? The guy who owns the apartment, he isn't going to be able to sell it, the rent to anybody else.
Zenenev Zelo Chaser is only the place of his bias. It's not going to rent it.
He won't be able to hear, as the Gemara says, because he was not going to find another person to rent it during the winter.
He won't find so easily.
Yeah.
But he'll find it with difficulty. He'll have to work harder. And then, Zenenev Zelo Chaser is only later on, after the period, after he lived there. But L'chatchili certainly can tell him, never mind, I don't intend to rent out the house, but you have no right to stay there. That's it.
That's so only after, it's only after the fact.
That's right. Tanya namach, kishomu shleishimi, uchshomu, shnimos achidesh, lomu elidi, uchshim shemaske tzorek lidia, kachsich tzorek lidia. Die Omele, ihr und Deitum, habe Tarachne und Messibne bei Inishmai. Omele, was? In Nichnas, in Echad, mit Sakshonim, in Jochel, mit Ziel, Heiz, mit Achag, ad Pesach, wo ein Mann schlecht in Jehiv, komma, hoche, komma. In Nichnas, in Echad, mit Sakshonim, man schlecht in Jehiv, in Jochel, mit Ziel, mit Achag, ad Pesach. אמר רבוני, לנבול לרבייס, לדמר אמר, in other words, he cannot be mating, but suppose he wants to raise the rent, this is the problem that constantly occurs today, you know. He'll raise the rent, he wants to stay, after the period is over, so pay higher rent, so then he can. So the more is kashe, that is not consistent with Yisai Yoshabatei either, because he is just forcing it.
You can force people to do it.
That's right.
It's just
the best. It's chus. It's not mitzvah. It's chus. They are dinim mitzvahs of Osisa Yoshavateiv also. But there are certain halachas in Osisa Yoshavateiv that are chus.
And the best thing can actually force you to do it.
That's right. Omale. So the Gemara says, Loitzlicha Daikam. In other words, if the rental in the whole city became higher, so then you can force him, listen, you are staying here and everybody else in this apartment will have to pay so much more, so why shouldn't you pay so much more? If you wouldn't stay, so then I'll be able to gain that. Pshite. Nofale Beise.
Would the same thing happen in the reverse? Let's say the value of everything, you know,
yes, when
so the socher can go to the guy and say, right, lower the price.
That's right. Pshit. Nofale Beise. Omale Liadipes Minoy. Suppose the Beis fell down. The Beis of the Maskia. Omale Liseiche here. Loi. Loi Adifes Minoy. Hoyo vi gias mane, mitzir. In other words, the Sira cannot say, well, I want to stay here. It seems that Shami, it's hard for me to find another apartment. So he says, why are you better than I? Listen, I cannot find an apartment either. And the rental period is over. So that will certainly be not a Yoshua taste towards me. Omalei. I didn't know who will be here as man would see. Omalei, Haleino. Boy, I'm not sure that Tiho Vato in Homeitsi buys Whisker of Hanilo Hoyle Tiho. Shall I that is evil basic? What can you say? Well, you should have given me notice. How did I know that my house will collapse? אני ודאי בייסיד, אני אין עם איצי בייס ליסקר, ומתאיב שאתו דירת בפנים ואני בחוץ. Now then, the Gemara says again, Zavne Uriote, Oyave Matone, Sonadoi, suppose he sold the house to somebody else, and then the Mikeach of the house wants to be made the tenant, or he asked one of his children, or he gave away the house to somebody else, Matone, Omole, Lei, Adifes, Migabre da Sias. So in other words, you're not better, the Seicha can tell him, you're not better than the person that sold you the house. He couldn't push me out, so you can't push me out either. Kiri pray, suppose he had to marry off his son, and he uses the house, he has to use the house for the wedding. So Chazina,
why shouldn't the renter have to live at a season of Yashin Ratov? The person that's living in the house, I mean, he should try to act towards the mask here in a generous fashion.
But the mask also has to, he has to marry off the son. And if, let's say, the Shidach was, he knew about it 30 days before, so then he should have notified him. But suppose the Shidach took place in one day, so then it's his house. He has to marry off his son too.
The Chiddush of the Gemara is not only if it's something that he needs for himself, then he's allowed to say, Lord, give me no, but even if it's something that he needs for his son.
Hau gabra di zobn arbe de chambe. Loi ashkar duchta li us. He didn't have any place. Omri lai tse, isla duchta li ugre, to put the barrels of wine. So, she said, no, I don't have any place. Also teacher. So he was Mekadisha, he married her. Yavale Duchtel Ali. Also the base cause of Legit. Agresh Kuloy May Ubay Bakte. The Israel Bishwuri. In other words, so Omar Abune prayed Rabbi Yeshua Kasha, also Kayla Asol, Yosole, Mule Yoshua Bush, Loini Boy Hotsoli Kainilagre, Lakiro Hotsoli Kainilagre, Omole, the Kul Alman Yichali Gurloch, the Lochli Nichali. And then, but I don't want to rent it out to you. The domes are like Ayyab, because you are like a lion. Because he married her, you know, in order to get a place for the barrels of wine. I suppose it was a big business. It wasn't just a... What?
Parking space.
Yeah. All right. Tavshim gamriel in there, shal nachtinim vishal tzavoyim shalishtan. Shalishan, why? Tonim vishikifam erubim. Because the credit is for a long period. So Mele, he cannot push him out after the rental period expired because he has to collect all the money that is due to the owner of the store.
In this case, the reverse wouldn't be true. The owner of the store would be allowed to tell the owner of the store, I'm leaving, I'm moving somewhere else, and that would be perfectly okay. Like in the case of the Bmei Hagshamim, the socher can't tell the masker, I'm leaving, try to find someone else to rent it. Yeah. You can't do that. The reverse case. But in this case, he would be allowed to do the reverse.
Right, I mean.
He would be allowed to say to the owner of the store, I'm going and moving to somewhere else. Is there anything wrong with him doing that?
So then, and he wants the seicher of the bakery to what?
No, I say in the first case of the Mishnah, the masker isn't allowed to tell the socher to leave unless he gives a warning, and the socher can't tell the masker either. In this case, does it also work in both directions?
Why not?
Well, because there's really no reason why the baker can say, or the tzvayim person can say, I'm leaving. There's no loss to you. You'll find somebody else to rent this place to. It's only that the owner of the building won't be able to tell the tzvayim person.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Let's say, I mean, he'll say to the tenant of the bakery, will say
to the owner of the store.
So, I mean, but there's no loss to him. To leave, he doesn't
he
care
can
about
leave the credit, right?
Oh, okay. Maybe the master was depending on the nachkam for.
You mean because if the tenant of the bakery doesn't collect all the money that you take in one day, they have to pay the bank for that. Hamaske buys like a very Hamaske hired bidelas, binago, binano, over Holtovosh and Maisulman. Anything that is professional, that a regular person couldn't do, so mele the umden is that when the tenant rented out the house, he meant the maskia should do it for him. Aber da war schon eine weiße Umme. Hasege is something that is not my human, so then in other words, something has to be fixed. I mean, it's a simple thing. You just have to match your nail. Some nail that the seichas. Hazebel shall balabais. Then suppose the zebel, the garbage, so that belongs to balabais. I mean, it was accumulated by the balabais, not by the seichas. So it belongs to Balabais. Then we say here, I mean, here I talked about the Sode, not the house. So the Zebel of the Sode, so that belongs to the Balabais.
By the case of the house, the previous Mishnah, let's say the Sofer wants to leave in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So he's not allowed to. So why is that any different than polling? The polling have a right to quit.
What?
Polling have a right to quit in the middle of the day.
Why? Because the payout is not an edit. Right. So you saw body, but here it's not a question about this. See, so it's also over Shisha Yoshavate.
You said it's not the same?
No, of course not. Different thing.
But what's the difference?
What do you mean what's the difference?
In both cases, there was an agreement that I'm going to either work for you or...
Okay, all right, so, the work for you, so enoch name. If not for this, as a cousin, if you leave me, so I love you. So then, he wouldn't be able to leave. What do you mean he wouldn't be able to leave? He would...
Have to pay the
Lord. The difference in them from getting another worker. But because of his special zeros, a cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that zeros, a cousin, you only got to pay up.
If this socher wanted to leave the house and pay the rent to the masker, he could do that.
Yeah,
the only
right
reason why the halacha is like that's this is that we can't cause a loss to the masker. So it's the same thing by the...
And how about partners? Let's say two people are partners,
yeah,
and they start a business, and one of them wants to quit in the...
Same thing, I suppose.
As a poly?
Not poly. As a socher and the masker.
Yeah.
Paying is a special girl's house. Vein is hazebel shabu abayis ben yisei elo hayetzim hatano makarayim dovat. That's his ashes, because he made the oven. Tomer rabon, hamaske bayis hachaveirei chayev lahamen leit losis. Lifteach lechaleneis lechazek litikro v'lismech lekeo. Visei perchayev lasis misuron lasis lemake. Lazis loy marzei ulakiach es gage. Because these are the things that the Sikha is right. Boy, me Rav Sheshis, mizuzah ni, Mizuze Omar Rav Mishal Shiyeh Mizuze Chemes Adori. So the Seichel lives there. So of course the Seichel has to make the Mizuze. Ela Mikei Mizuze Amo. In other words, it doesn't mean the mizuzah itself, but it means the post. So that, Salmi, Omer Rafshesh Nisu, Dobo, Shein Maisiume, Nasicher, Isay, Vahay Name, Lav Maisiume, Efshahu, Biguf, Se, Dikani. In other words, he can do it on top of the post. So we're not talking here about a house that has no post altogether. But it doesn't have, it has a post, but not a place where to knock in and is using. So he can knock it in on the top and tail it itself, so it doesn't even have to be knocked in a piece of wood. So
when Rashi says Vitola Osa, the Osa is referring to the Gusa de Kanya?
No, to the mezuzah.
To the mezuzah?
The mezuzah.
He's hanging the mezuzah off?
No, the gubbe de kane, he has a kone there on top. So as long as it's in the upper third of the post, so he can knock it in, he can hang it up, he doesn't even have to knock it in. He can just hang it up.
Isn't the goose of the kanye that's like, it's a hollow pole, so isn't he saying to put the mezuzah in there?
I don't know what it is. I mean, goose of the kanye means something on the top. Tan Rabbana, Maske Bais Lachaveirei, Ala Seicha Lazis Le Mizuzo, Uchse Uyei Seil, Yitlenu Biyode, Biyei Seil. That's because of Bizoin Kisri HaKadosh. So, he's not allowed to tikau the Mizuzo. Uminochri, suppose that the house belongs to a goy, so naturally, so then it's a mitzvah to take it out, otherwise the goy will be mevazeh to throw it away. Necho b'yode v'yeitze, ma'ise b'echosh noto b'yode v'yotzo b'kolor ha'sheshe sh'tipono, ma'ise l'isteir, omar ha'sheshe z'aresh. In other words, that ma'ise b'echosh doesn't have reference to maskia v'nochri. But maske mi Yisrael, so then it's an Einish to take it away. Hazevel shabal abayis, vein li seicher ala ayetzi min ha-tanu u-min ha-kirayim bilbat. The mayaskin, ilay me bichotzer de agelay li seicher, if the chotzer was vented out to the seicher, and the ture, the shere, the axe, also belong to the seicher. So in other words, so everything is the seichas. Elo, the chotzer goy agir le seichas. In other words, the chotzer was not rented out of seichas, only the house, but the chotzer remained the maskias, the tour of the maskia, and the sharing belongs to the same maskia, Pshite, so of course it belongs to Balabites because it's his ever. Lo tzricha b'choseh the maskia. The chotza belongs to the maskia. Viture d'rosse me'al. And viture d'rosse me'al me'komen. So sharing that belongs to other people were there. So he says, "Bichotza de maskiya shalajister zachotza, biture de osem alme, ustam biture de osem biture de osem alme, ustam glory matkura matkura." So they should belong to the owner of the sharing, but nastam they are matkia, since the chotzer was not rented out to the seichia. So mele. So Mele is considered like the Chatzirei Shavu Abayis. So since the Zevel, the glowing of the Shiri, happened to be in the chotzer of the maskir, even though the maskir didn't even know about that, what chatzir shalodom is kenelei shaloi vidai.
How does Rashi know that the case of the Gemara is Shalom Hiskir Es HaChotzer? In the line before in the Gemara it said, El B'Chotzer D'Lo Agir L'Socher, but now when it changed it said, Lo Tzricha B'Chotzer D'Maskir.
Yes, the Gemara, because that's the Teretz, and the Gemara is Kasha Pshite. So it's a Pshite, so what kind of a Chiddush is this? So the Gemara says, it's not such a Chiddush.
So maybe,
because
so
it could say, not like a Bizim Abchai. The Chatzir Shalom is not King Elisham.
So it might be the Gemara is also saying the Chiddush B'Chotzer D'Maskir even if it is rented.
What?
The Gemara could be saying a Chiddush that it's the Chotzer of the Maskir even if it is rented, but for some reason the Chotzer of the Maskir is still Kona the Zevel. But otherwise,
it wasn't rented.
I'm saying I don't understand how Rashi sees that, because the Gemara should have continued. It should have said Lo Tzricha, that it's talking about a Chotzer D'Lo Agir L'Socher.
No, because the Gemara in the Kashe said Lo Agir.
And then the Gemara changed its Lashon.
No, that's what the Gemara means. So Rashi explained. Misayel Rabbi Yisrael Chanin. The Omer Rabbi Yisrael Chanin Chatzir Shalodom Kenelei Shaloi Midayit. Meisle, imoma kol mitzir sheyobeil seich hayei tikten lichatzire. Suppose the person says he expects mitzirs, so he says, he makes a declaration, any mitzir that will fall into my chotzer should be king. Imoma kol v'nisel ha'odam rabiz b'chanim chatzir shlom kishlu midaitei amai lo makvon. So the Gemara says, Halacha Mayaskinon, the price is referenced to the case, the Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres. So, Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres cannot be king. So the Gemara says, Yochein Mesif, Yotzor Hashem Mitzir V'yir, that if it happens that frequently Mitzirs fall into the Chotzer, Rav Kayom, Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres,
so it's still not Mishtameres.
What?
What does it mean, Yatzol Hashem
Mitzir? In other words, everybody knows that in this Chotzer many Mitzirs fall. Many Mitzirs, it's a place of Mitzirs. It's a place of Mitzirs. Fall. So, my habit, the Gemara says, Kim Yatzol Hashem Mitzir B'yir, Mibdu Dili Yishemile. Since people know that in this chotzer that belongs to a certain person, then mitzvahs fall in, so other people are misyayish from being zeichin. So mele, it's mishtameres for the owner of the chotzer.
Does the owner of the chotzer still have to say that I, everything that comes into my chotzer today, I want it to be kosher?
He doesn't have to say it.
He doesn't have to say it?
Because even if he doesn't say it, we know that that's his das, why shouldn't he want to say it?
Then why does the Mishnah say that case?
And since it's Yotzer Shemitzir V'yir, so he certainly thought about it. It's not the verbalization that is important. In other words, there has to be, the owner has to think about it. It's something, it doesn't occur to his mind that the reason it's here is, so then he's not killing it. Let's say, suppose, you know, the time when there was gold found in California, so suppose a certain person owned a certain field, and then later on certain people dug up the gold, so he couldn't say it's mine because he never thought about it. If had he known, he would have dug it up, but he didn't know. But if it's your tradition, it's your year, so then he means he thought about it. So the fact that he didn't verbalize it, so it doesn't mean anything.
You mean the reason he has to think about it, because otherwise it's a whole demikolata? That's what you mean?
Abudu Mikolodom, that's right, that's many of the shames, yeah, Abudu Mikolodom, okay.
I mean, if somebody dug up gold on his chotzer, then it's their gold, that his chotzer is konala?
Of course, without if you dug it up, then
what right did they have to go on his chotzer and his?
He had no right, but he did it. So what did he do?
Shouldn't
makes a difference because it's my property.
No,
just because I didn't realize that it's the mile of my property yet.
But Rebbe, in the Rush on this, he mentions, I mean, I don't understand why he says it, but he says, it seems like he says, even in the Maskana, you need Omar along with this Miftal
Din. No. Omar means, whether it's a silent Omar or an explicit Omar, doesn't make any difference.
Why should that be different than any other case? Well, why wouldn't the person want his chutzah to be koneh? I mean, my question,
he
I want
one text, but he didn't know, he had no idea about it. He had no idea about it.
But it's not just
a part of Shalom Midaita, it's not just... It's Chotzkei Shalom Midaita means that it's his host, since it's his host, so even though he didn't say it, but since he thought about it many times, some maybe there is that.
You mean, so like if an oil company did an aerial survey and found out in sonograms that I had an oil field in my property in Arizona, that they would be so that my oil, even though just because I didn't know that 100 feet down there was an oil market? That's for sure. That's my property. The fact that they did a satellite photograph and found.
Why did they look for in that?
Because they want to make me deal, because I'm not in the oil business. And they have to buy my field for me if they want it.
No, but why did they try to explore that field? Why didn't they explore any other field?
There was some basis. Geological survey.
Then the owner of the field will be Zeichen, if there is some reason. But there is no reason. So then it's like a wooden man with a lot on. So that's what the Rambam says. We got the treasures that were found in the house that were belonged to the Knainim before Yeshua.
Even if I put up a sign, no trespassing, and they went in anyway?
No, it doesn't matter.
Rabbi, I still don't understand. The Rush seems to say that even in this case, the Rush says in Oschav Tes, that even in this case, you're going to need to say that I want to be Kona something. Otherwise, the Rosh would have said, like Rabbi Yosef Chanina, that
he
even Shlomi Daito.
He has to spell it out. He has to say it silently.
Why would the Rosh have to add that?
The Rosh over here says, here is a different case than usual Chatzah. Because he says, the Lohabe Chatzah Mishta Merish Mamish.
Yeah, okay. Talking in this case, it's Bedili. It's not what. It sounds
right.
Like this
is
this
not
case,
a Chatzah Mishta Merish.
Yeah, okay.
So therefore, you need that mirror to make it into a complete Mishta Merish.
Let us try. Now, let's see the Gemara in Bomitzir about Chotzer Shein Mishtameres, the difference between the Chotzer Shein Mishtameres and the Chotzer Mishtameres. Yes. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph in Bamitzia discusses whether we need the Meres Bisat Chatzir.
Lama Dalet?
Yud Aleph. Whether we need by Chotzer, Eimi Bisat Chatzir, the Pala Chotzer, Shubayim Bisat Chatzir. So the Gemara says there is a difference between Maton and Mitzia. So the Gemara says the last line, Daf Yud Aleph in the day is Elam Rabash. Chotzer is Raboye Mishmiyat, Mungora Mishmiyat. Gadige de Chevolo in Chob Mordo Mel Gifonot. So, get is a Chayit, so maybe if the Mishi is not in Medes Besat Chatzir or she is not in Zgaresh, because since it's a Chayit, so Chotzer can only be effective mitamyat, not mitam shlichus, because you cannot have a shliach bal koch only midait, but bam matone disusulei izochen shlodon shloi bifon. So the Gemara mentions here the distinction between between Matone and Get. How about Mitzia? So the Gemara doesn't mention, doesn't spell it out. But Rashi explains it. Gabi Matone disrusulei zochen liodom shalim b'fonot. Vishaloi mitayt, daman sade de michalei shetei shluchim. Hil kach kilese b'sat chatzirei. Lekri gmi b'yodo de nismucho. In order to be effective with Tamiyad, it has to be Dunya the Yodo. And Yodo is Samuchlei. So the Balachotzer has to be Samuchlechotzer. But he's typically saying also, but Matone, even if the Balachotzer, the Mikabel Matone, is not in the Chatzirei. So it's the Gaon Mishlichas. Typically, it's the Yosa Mishlichas. Keiche di Shluche Zeichalei Shal Yifonot, Chatzirei Name Zeichalei Shal Yifonot. Umiu, that's Matone. But the question is, but Mitzia is also a schus, so why do we require a Mitzia that the Balachotzer should be Emi Bishat Hatzire? Umiu ga Mitzia ke Rese Gabo, ke Lenatkes Riyose Mishuyad, Lekel Lebibuy Mishlichas, Iga Mishlichas Ike Das HaShaleach, Uida HaShaleach, Avol Chotza Leket, Loida